அழிக்கும் இப்போ
இந்த மார்னிங்.
Good morning, everyone.
We're going to be turning the ocean sounds off in a minute. And give everyone just a few more seconds to get on the line. All right. Okay, so there you go. We're going to mute everybody now. All right. So we're going to give, I'm going to chat just for a little bit. So a lot of people are a little nervous because it's a big call. And so they're dialing the wrong numbers. So we're just going to give them a minute. And if everyone will just take a deep breath for me. We're just going to just center. We'll do this for everyone on the call, everyone on future calls. We're going to go ahead and align the body, mind, and spirit. Very good. Very good. All right. So I've been looking at this call and I've gone through all the notes. And then, of course, the intuition and spirit came in and had just a few more things they wanted to talk about. So I'll be weaving those in. A few of you sent letters for things going on with you. And I'm going to do everything I can to weave that in. I looked at them and most of them I think I can handle at the end of the call, and then we'll take a few questions. We have a lot to cover today, so it's a big process. I'm going to try to remember to give everyone a little bit of a break so you can stretch your legs, get a drink of water, and you want to hydrate and care for yourself. These are deep issues that we're going to be going into and releasing. I know most of you have worked on these before, and we're just going to go in and get more, try to get into the core of it, and let them go. So one of the things that I noticed on the call I had on Monday is so many people are not really connecting yet with the new earth. They have the concept of it, but they don't have the totality of it or the energy running in their stream. It feels like about 20% of you do on this call. And for those listening and those in the future, I'm going to run through that for everyone now. Okay, so if you know how to run the energy of the new earth, fabulous, you can just go there now. And for those who are not familiar with it, go ahead and follow me. Okay, deep breath. All right. Put your attention on your midline that travels down from your head to below your tailbone. And follow that line of energy from your tailbone into the earth. And we're going to put this in the new earth consciousness. There was an energetic grid that formed for you before your physical body and the matter aligned with it and came on. We're going to be working with that part of your body today, and that's also true for the new earth. And our holographic relationship in this new energy. We have to go back to the beginning to get the most release from some of the issues we're covering today. And since we're, as a world, evolving, we're going to use all of the energies available. Go ahead and take a deep breath. Allow that column of light right down the center of your body to connect to the heart of Gaia, the heart of the earth, the new earth consciousness. We're going to go into the crystalline core. When you feel yourself in the center of the earth, into the heart. I want you to take a deep breath, settle yourself, listen. Allow the earth to absorb any anxiety or extra electricity that's not yours. If you have any parts of your personality you know you're working on or letting go, you can just take those masks off now and leave them there. I visualize a beautiful underground pool and waterfall and trees and things for myself. Do whatever works for you. I want this to be a sanctuary for you. The light grid from the new earth consciousness is growing around you and through you and connected to the earth. It's a woven crystalline light grid. All right, you may see colors, opalescent energies, or sense a glow. It supports your highest level of human potential and sovereignty, which is a theme we're going to be following through all of the calls. We're going to be balancing out our highest understanding of love, wisdom, power, discernment. And this light grid surrounding your body gives you the ability to consistently use higher energies without overwhelming your physical alignment. Feels pretty good for some of you. Some of you are wondering what's going on. That's okay. Just stay with the energy and draw your attention back into your human heart. And take a deep breath. Take another breath. And any tension in your torso, leave. Above your head, I would like you to visualize the new earth. Some of you may think of it as heaven on earth. Some of you may think of it as a new evolution for our planet, a higher consciousness. I want you to see a beautiful globe spinning above your head in its purity, in its highest level of function and possibility. Just as we ascend, so does our earth. Big breath. I want you to see this beautiful spinning living globe, and I want you to see how it feels as it descends upon your body. We're going to start with your head and allow the earth to absorb any energies that are there that are no longer serving you, cleaning and clearing your crown chakra, the occiput level, the third eye. We'll go through the sinuses, the chakra below your nose, between your nose and your lip. Let everything clean out, rebalance, reform. Okay. Allow the earth, the new earth energy, to descend down through your throat and absorb and clean and clear. Most of us have a lot of energy in our throat from separation between head and heart, words that were spoken harshly, words we regret, words we wish we had said in a timely manner. Big breath. And allow some ease and color to come in. We'll use a tranquil ocean energy to move through the throat. Clearing and cleaning. And lifting. When you are ready, allow your consciousness to go into the heart area. And I'm going to include the lungs today. Big breath. Your high heart area, if you recognize that part of yourself, let's go ahead and clean and clear and open. We'll allow some dolphin energy to come in and move through the heart and the lung area. And we're going to go through each layer that's laid upon your grid work, each layer of skin. The lymph, the circulatory system, and your heart in the layers of the lungs and the movement of the lungs. We need a new rhythm in here, and let's bring it in. Okay, good. We'll bring in energy for the esophagus. Cleaning the layers, the times we swallowed what we didn't need to swallow in food or words or energy. Let's release that pattern of swallowing back. Freedom. Take a deep breath. Let your belly expand with that breath. Big Buddha breath. Let your belly just pop out. All right. And then when you exhale, pull the belly button all the way back to your spine. All right. The earth energy moves into the digestive system. Absorbing, cleaning, clearing. Beautiful, beautiful. Most of you on this call and will listen further, it seems like the biggest weakness is within the stomach. So I'm going to realign the stomach. Some of you may be sitting, that might be why. Allow that to fall into its rightful place. The right amount of digestive juice, the right enzymes. Let's bring in some nice green energy for your digestion and the pH balance of your body. Good. Good. We're going to move into the second and the first chakra area. That's going to be the area between your hips and down by your tailbone. Again, absorbing, letting go, realigning. Okay, I'm seeing some tailbone issues with some of you. So I'm going to run energy up and down the spine, the mid column, letting go. Aligning. Good. That's a nice release there. Okay, so some of you who couldn't get into the new earth energy, let me help you again. And as this consciousness moves down your body, you're going to feel it around the hip area, the low back. All the areas we created what we wanted, didn't like what we created, all of these regrets are absorbed, moving down through the knees, where we are aligning our will to the will of our source and our oneness, our higher self. Moving into the feet, the new earth consciousness, aligning the structure of how we stand on the earth, how we move on the earth, releasing all fears of moving forward. All resistance, all the times you felt held back. Big breath. Okay, so we're going to do a foot alignment. Left to right, right to left, front to back to front, all diagonals, increasing the fluid within the ankles. And I want you to take your attention to the bottom of your feet and the joints of your toes and let the new earth consciousness go right under your feet. And when you're ready, I want you to stand on this new earth. And I want you to wiggle your toes on it. Okay. Now the light grid from the earth you were born on has completely received this new earth consciousness. And that upgrade allows the earth to continue with your support, her evolution into her most healthy self, and also you into your evolution of your most healthy self. So that means a lot of how we were born and what we experienced and absorbed from our families needs to be realigned. Even those of us who've worked on it a long time, we find, oh my, look at that. I'm still playing that old world program with my tribal connections to my family, and I need to upgrade that. And so we're going to go into many of these today. And, you know, it's like heavy lifting, but you don't have to lift it yourself. You just need to be aware and let go, aware and let go. And I want you to keep that in mind. So many of us, it's like moving a boulder up a mountain, and it doesn't have to be like that. We want to make it as simple as possible. So we have aligned your heart to the new earth consciousness. I want you to put your attention back on your heart and make yourself a sanctuary, a beautiful sanctuary, just like we did in the heart of Gaia. For me, I make it nature, but you can do anything you want. Some of you are working with your heart chakra as a giant wave, and that's fine. Just put your attention there. Others are tentative about working with the heart, and that's perfect. Just go in there and make a sanctuary. It can be a room where you decorate it any way you want, using crystals, furniture, animals, whatever works for you. I want it to feel like love and safety and spirit, and just be loaded with spiritual compassion. So we're going to bring in spiritual compassion now, unconditional love, and let that flow into the heart. Okay. All right. Some of you are aligning some sacred geometry automatically, and let's go ahead and do that for everyone. Perfect alignment with your body, mind, and spirit. Connection to your source without interference. Take a deep breath. Allow the love. Okay. So we are going to bring in some dolphin energy, because many of you on the call really relate to it, and that will be a supportive energy throughout our processes today. And if you work with a higher self, I definitely want you to feel that close to you, embraced by you. Any other beings of light that assist you, that feel like unconditional love, please surround yourself. If you don't, that's fine. I'll bring them in for you. And this is just pure light and pure acceptance. Now, some of you are trying to bring in energies of guides or guardians that may actually not have much expertise here. And that's fine. Some of them have expertise in some things and not others. Just ask them to step just a little further back from you. They can be an observer, but we don't want to be processing that at the same time. They can spontaneously process with you elsewhere. All right, some of you have deceased family members that have shown up, and we'll send them some light and set them just a little further away from your field. And blessings to them. Okay. Take a deep breath. Put your attention on your midline and center. I want a stable body. We want you balanced. And I'd like your consciousness to go back in time before your soul incarnated. Before you joined your mother. Just to get a good sense of that energy of your soul. Now, as you're looking down or next to your mother before you decide to join her in this experience, you may be picking up impressions, but the journey between there and into the womb is a very dense one. And I want you to see that love and light within your soul, because we are now operating in the new earth consciousness. When you incarnated, you followed a very dense path and may have picked up energies that you didn't need and have never served you. And so let's go ahead and delete those now as you enter into your mother's womb. Just redoing that journey. Some of you came in a rush. Some of you were very thoughtful about it or gave it lots of space to happen. Some came in with perfect clarity. Others brought in energies that didn't really help you with your journey here. And you can decide that this time you're going to leave them behind. Or get a new instruction manual as to how to use them. That can download for you now. Now, as we are birthed into the new earth consciousness, we have the opportunity to bring the energies that perfectly serve us and call them to you now. I'm surrounding you by lots of possibilities and love and light, aligned to each person and their own journey. Some of you have part of your universal soul that, as the journey began into the womb, decided this was just a little too heavy for you, and you'd go spend time elsewhere. Well, it's not as heavy now, so if those parts of your soul would like to join you now, go ahead and invite them in and allow them to come into your heart, and we will integrate them now. Some of you will bring in very wise parts of yourself that have been waiting for this moment. Some of you are going to bring in information that assists you and others, almost like energetic technology coming in, that wisdom. Others are bringing beautiful energy that is so thrilled for the progress you've made. Your life so far may have felt like a difficult marathon. And those parts of yourself coming in now are ready for the new life that you're forming. Okay. Some parts of ourselves did not like the tight restriction of roles that it could see would be showing up. It just couldn't believe in it and wouldn't pretend. Let's invite those parts back. And if they're ready, let them come into your heart. And with our unconditional love, we're going to be absorbing those back and integrating with us. So as soon as we entered the womb, even as soon as we got close to it, we began absorbing collective issues to understand this place that we were being born into. And we became sensitive to collective beliefs and understandings that may not have been true. In fact, I'd say most of them weren't. So let's go ahead and delete those from all of our soul patterns. Big breath. Updating grids. Updating assignments. We're going to unwind, delete anything that you picked up that's not for your next part of your journey. And we're going to renew, regenerate, and rejuvenate the light grid and the physical body. That's coming now. In the older Earth consciousness, we had these very heavy tribal connections and constructs within families, and they're designed to keep you alive and your family strong, having everybody think the same thing, do the same thing the same way. Some of these are inherited energies. Some of these come in the subconscious where everybody just sort of knows how we're all supposed to be and act. And some of this energy from your truest connection got diverted into these programs and patterns. And when they begin to be diverted, we begin to forget that we are light and love, and everything else is just another use of light, which may have twisted it so much we don't even recognize it anymore. So let's go ahead and delete all of those heavy constructs that we were born to believe to stay within the family. And in fact, without those, we may have been rejected by our family. So we had to hold them in order to live and be comfortable and be accepted. So all the places that we kept a heavy construct throughout our life in order to be accepted, let's go ahead and let that go. We don't need it anymore. And let's return the energy that was holding that back to your heart for reintegration to get a new script. and reconnect with light and love of who we are. Okay. If you're doing a lot of heavy work, you may need to be sipping some water along the way. We'll bring some dolphins in to lighten up. So let's go into the energies of shame and blame and all the places those are residing within your physical body, and let's delete those. And let's go ahead and love the part of ourselves that animated it and lived within it and got confused in it. Just love those parts. Let's let that love flow into the heart. Any other way that your light was twisted from its original purpose and blueprint, let's return it to its upgraded form. All the roles that you play and your family played with each other, the scripts they gave you and the scripts you gave them, the roles you were supposed to play, that someone was the most powerful, everyone had to pretend they were. Let's go ahead and let those go and unwind those out the body. Again, quite a bit in the solar plexus. Let's just let that roll out and unwind. Again, going back and taking this energy and realigning it with love, wisdom, and power. The truth of you. Okay, some of the ancestors are showing up. So as we unwind it within ourselves, it unwinds in the lineage. And where you unline it, where you are on our beautiful planet, it also assists people around you to begin to unwind. Your light is the light of the world, and every progress that you make allows someone else and gives them permission to make progress. Okay, big breath. Let's lighten up a little, because now we're going to go into programs before birth. So every child that's carried in their mother's womb, there are hopes and dreams projected on them. Sometimes they're given assignments that the parents felt like they could not fulfill, but the child was supposed to. Anywhere that's true for you, from parents or grandparents, or other family members, adopted or otherwise, or even brothers and sisters, cousins, let's delete those from you. I'm feeling a very heavy energy again with between the solar plexus and heart. So let's just take a moment as these unwind and rebuild the bridge between the solar plexus and the heart. So our identity and love are one and the same. There we go. There we go. So I want you to see yourself as the baby floating within the womb. And let's delete and clear all of these things from your ears, all the projections, all the words, all the ways that you were programmed from your ears, your inner vision, the subconscious mind, and where your biocomputer began to absorb how to live here and how to be an earthling. We'll go into the bones that we're forming and the new heart, and let's align that heart within your mother's womb to the new earth energy. I want you to beat to the rhythm of your own energy and your own true heart. Okay, let's clear and clean the amniotic fluid that the water came to you, that you floated in, the water that was there to nourish you and hold you and keep you warm. This is where we first learned how to merge and pick up the intentions of our family and the codes of the tribe. Just go ahead and clear the waters and bring in the new fluid around you. You can see yourself floating in the salty water of a new fluid, and allow your body to be nourished by it. Let's go into your cord and clear and clean. Go ahead and take some deep breaths. As you see yourself growing within your mother's womb, it's time, let's pick up impressions from our new earth consciousness. Let's pick up impressions from our spiritual family and the love and light that they show us, the love and light from our families, even if they didn't know that's who they were. Let's bring those impressions in. Substituting all old paradigm impressions that went into the subconscious. Big breath. Take a giant breath. Let the air go all the way into your abdomen and then release. Pull your belly button into your spinal cord. Okay. I want you to go into the place and time where you first began to be born. Some of you were born by C-section. Some of you came out naturally. I want you to go into that moment where some part of your consciousness knew you were about to appear. And in this moment, I want you to connect with the beautiful spirits of love and light around you that are so excited that you're about to appear, that cannot wait for your birth here on Earth. Now, if that sounds quite different than how you believed it happened, that's okay. Let's go ahead and absorb these programs and let any others go. See them excited and having a celebration. Here you are. We are so happy you are here. The moment of your birth, there was a big temperature change. So any shock of hands touching your skin. Anytime you have that skin-to-skin contact, let's clear any negative perceptions of how you were touched, any interpretations that may have been amplified. Let's let those go. The first time you saw your mother or were held by your mother, knew your mother in that seeing way, maybe your eyes weren't open yet. You may have picked up that she was scared or apprehensive or worried about how all this was going to work out or how she would handle all of her new responsibilities, who you would be. Any part of you that absorbed her energy, let's go ahead and delete that. And just give that back into the light. And this time, we're going to have the divinity of the Divine Mother and the light and love of your birth mother there in her truest, highest state, which some of us may not really recognize with our mothers. But if we follow her back, she was once a true, loving soul of love and light. If we go all the way back. So let's go ahead and see that part of her and see the Divine Mother in a new earth consciousness, excited that you are here. Okay. Where you are loved, accepted, and wanted. Okay, we'll let the grids come out of that. Building new grids in any others. And go ahead and dissolve. The first time that you touched sheets or blankets or were fed a bottle or breastfed, let's just upgrade all of those times to its highest potential in your sensory and in your biocomputer. Any noise, yelling, screaming, any of that that you absorbed in that first year through your seventh year, let's just go ahead and unwind it. And just hear the beautiful symphonies instead. Or someone said bluegrass, that's fine too. Okay, big breath. Within your first year, you learn to roll over, sit up, walk, make noises, try to communicate, try to figure out how this eating and burping and stuff worked. Let's go ahead and clear any mimicking that you picked up from people around you that do not serve you. Anything that got caught into your body memory that slowed down your ability to grow into a beautiful, moving human being. Okay, there's quite a bit of unwinding, particularly between bones, tendons, and muscles. So let's just let that happen now for everyone. Okay, I'm feeling some people were handled quite roughly to the point of like being dizzy or thrown around a bit. Let's just take that out. Let's just take those cumulative experiences out. Very good. And let's just realign. Okay, you're bringing in the highest potential for your physical development. Delete everything else in the way of it. And love those parts of yourselves that became quite uncertain how to get along and how to make this work and how to grow up. Love those parts. Okay, we also learned how to express ourselves within our first 7 years. How to move, how to control the world and those around us. We began to learn how to manipulate and how to make things happen, how to let go and pick up, how to let go and pick up, how to receive and how to give. So anywhere your ability to receive and give has been affected by those that you that were in your family or showed up in your family home. Let's go ahead and delete all of those. To perfect receiving and giving, the ability to do so without being, sometimes our hands were hit when we tried to pick something up. Sometimes the idea that we could have something got perverted. Let's change all that within the biocomputer where it's easy to receive. It's easy to be touched in a healthy way, of course. It's easy. It's easy to give and let go. All right, our concepts of who we are versus other people. Let's go ahead and surround ourselves with light, sparkling, opalescent light, and also the others around us. Let's do that now. Okay. All right. Now, sometimes we picked up, in fact, sometimes is an understatement, we picked up the emotional expression of our mothers and our families when they were exhausted, when they felt really limited, possibly because you were there, they blamed you for that, and they just didn't know how to handle all their extra responsibilities. And we, of course, take that in, and now we feel like a burden. Now we have been defined as a burden and our body operates in a limited way. So let's go ahead and find all those programs, patterns from your quantum particles up through your cellular structure, through all the grid work, and let that go and unwind. Big breath, take some sips of water. All right, the biggest heaviness I feel is around the hips, the sit bones, and right in the middle of the back. So we're gonna let that go. Just gonna remove those areas into the light and let the new energies come in. Okay. All right. We also learned how men and women are supposed to work together. You know, who's in charge, who's empowered, who isn't, what the dynamics are. Let's just clean those out for everyone now and reset. If we get lost in this, I know this is longer than most that I do, and it's possibly a little heavier for some of you. Just go back to your center. Just go back there. Bring in more dolphin energy, because these are the years that we also learned what our community was. We went to school, we met neighbors, we learned of people outside of our family, and we began to develop ideas of how safe that was, how enticing that was, and who we should be around those people. And we were often told we have to be quiet, or we have to be seen, not heard, heard, not seen. I mean, all these things. So let's just go ahead and delete them. All those rules that no longer serve you. And let's attract a community and neighbors that are loving and easy to be with. Let's do that now. Reforming some grids for that one. Okay. All right, I have some more, and I'm going to go through those. And we're going to come back in future calls for any that we need to go in more deeply, just because I cannot overwhelm so many people in one call. But I'm going to get through them because some people are ready for all of them. So anytime you are told you are too small or too big, let's go ahead and release all of those feelings, programs, thoughts that hold you back in anything from your digestion to your body size to your concept of how you feel about yourself to your ability to love yourself wholly and completely. Anything that holds you back from that, let's just delete that. Again, between the heart and the solar plexus, we're unwinding some lines there for some people. Okay, when you are compared to other people, other siblings, other children, how you are measured, weighed, all of the things that happen to us when you're a child. Let's just delete those impressions and how dense they felt for some of us. Okay. And ignored. Some of us were ignored. So let's go ahead and bring in the light team for you here. And as we're rewiring, let's go ahead and let the light team love you, accept you, delight in you. And you swim with a pod of dolphins for a while. Be accepted, be loved. Big breath, bringing in some light for everyone on that, all the places we felt, all the time, spaces, dimensions that we were ignored. Okay, there's whole groups of people that incarnated in groups that were ignored by other people, devalued. So all the time, spaces, and dimensions that you were devalued or ignored, let's go ahead and love those parts of yourself. Invite them in from everywhere, and let's go ahead and love them. All right, all the places that you feel abandoned or know you were abandoned because you were, just go ahead and love those parts. Invite them in to your heart. Invite them to come back and join you into your heart because we need the integrations to be empowered. We can't be split from our energy field and expect to be able to create the life we want. So let's bring these parts in. Invite them into your heart, the ones that are ready to come in, and let's love them. Just send some beautiful, unconditional love to everyone. Very good. The limitations that your family had or projected on you, or you felt that they had, they do not define you. Your love and light does. So let's just go ahead and remember who we are. And let's feel the wholeness of who we are, that love and light. Allow that wholeness to be there, the loving light of you. If you feel you are currently still holding a script that you don't really know how to let go of, just go ahead and see yourself drop it. And if you're playing a script that isn't really yours anymore, see yourself giving it back to the person who gave it to you. And just be the loving light. I'm going to strengthen everyone's intuition, insight, perception to know their next steps. In families, sometimes we're taught that some members are more valuable than others. Let's go ahead and unwind all of those lies. If everyone's love and light, everyone has equal value. Some may be behaving in a way that doesn't work for you, but underneath it all, they're all love and light. So we increase our resonance to be with those that help us know who we are, and we help them know who they are. Love and light. So I'm feeling the energies of being left at school, like maybe someone forgot to pick you up, broken promises that deeply affected your expression of who you are. Maybe you had a gift that you were told not to express, or that it wasn't good enough. I want you to love yourself right now. Let's just delete all of those energy cysts within you that are vibrating at this level and calling in those experiences again and again. Let's just let those go. Some of us absorbed the self-hatred of others, and we really discounted our potential because they were discounting theirs and ours. Let's go ahead and delete all of those, let those dissolve, and reconnect to our highest self. Letting go of all the projections and other people's delusions. Sometimes people are a little crazy and we start thinking crazy things like them. Let's let that go. All the places that you experienced rough hands, spankings, beatings, uses of hangers, belts, rage, fits from other people, their control, their neglect, their uncomfortableness with their own self, causing you to absorb all this yourself. Let's let all that untangle and go. The disentanglement's happening now. And all the parts of you that experience these things, let's invite them back into your heart and love them. I'm feeling some people bringing back pieces of despair. Let's go ahead and love those parts whole. This would be like an orphan piece of us floating about, and we're going to bring it in and love it whole. Some of you were controlled by money to great extents, and that has really affected how you see money, how you feel about money. So let's just go ahead and love those parts that are in the confusion of money as anything other than an energy. Because although it's fun to have money, it's not necessarily an empowerment, not in its truest sense. So let's just realign the places where we're giving too much power away in money. Neutralizing those. Sometimes my parents were always telling me how expensive things were. If you had any of that, we'll just love those parts that have judgment about pricing, money, how to spend it, how you're supposed to be with it, and how that got confused with your self-worth and value. Let's love that part. Okay. I'm processing with some, looks like three of you right now, so just hold on. Let's just love that part. Very tangled up in other people's money confusion and power confusion and control confusion. So love the parts that felt the confusion, that didn't know, that lost your way. Starting to see that we are love and light, just go ahead and bring these energies in. Okay, the parts of you that are disassociated. So some of us, just as we're getting born, we think, okay, no, I don't want to do that. And some of you, through this first 7-year process, just fled. And some of you have pieces of yourself that want others to prop up your life for you because you just do not think you can do it yourself. So let's invite those parts into our heart to love and integrate. Big, big hug, everyone. Okay, because you've made a lot of new alignments, there are a lot of pieces and parts, fractal parts of your soul that may be ready to come back. Allow them to come in now, and let's love them. Okay, very good. Very good. All right. Okay. All right. We've been doing quite a bit of work here. If you'd like to take a sip of water, take a bathroom break, let's take 2 minutes, and I'll come back in 2 minutes, and we'll do some emails, and then we'll get to some calls and take your questions. Thank you. Hi, everyone. Okay, so our first email is someone says that they're stuck in fear and they think it's more primal than past life. So we need to work with the vagus nerve here. So we bring in some energy for the vagus nerve. For the core, letting go of fear. It feels like not even your fear, so let's let that go. hear from the planet, and it feels like almost like other kingdom kinds of fear, like animals. Let's just move that out and reset, and let me know how that goes with you. I find if I get into my meditation, even humming, anything along that nature, I kind of get out of my fear when it comes up. And 90% of the time, it's not even my fear. It's some other one passing through. And that could get confusing. So let's strengthen everybody's perception as to who's who in the zoo and whose stuff is ours and whose stuff just needs to be sent to the light. Okay, all the places that you have programs, you and everyone else, that says, if you are a fear, please come to me. Okay, so let's go ahead and not only come to me, but overwhelm my body so I don't even know what's up. So let's go ahead and let those programs go and reset. For instant recognition, because it's not really a big issue. If it comes in, it's there for a tenth of a second, you recognize it, and you love yourself, and it just goes away. Sometimes other energies show up, and they just want to know what love feels like. And so I just vibrate it out. Okay, good. All right. I covered some issues with a right foot, and I invite that person who we've already had a session to send me an email if I can help with you with that more. All right. And then let's see what else. Someone had some wild stuff, so I'm reading this. Wow, did I ever have an unusual first ever major hives anaphylactic experience today? I'm going to hope it's a cleansing. Well, I think it probably is. So let's just go into overaction of the body and programs that cause that to happen. All right. Okay. All right. So I think we did some body clearing. I'm reading this email here. The very best way to send me an email is to make it short and sweet, because I can do a lot in short and sweet. But if I have to spend a half hour reading it, I'm not going to be able to get through everything. I'm going to just do something more general. So always give me the thing that feels the heaviest. And sometimes that will clear the second and third and next heaviest. Okay, very good. So we went through digestive force. Any part of you that feels zapped, I'm just thinking of those bug zappers. Let's just go ahead and clear up that energy out of you. Okay, strengthening the lower brain and the upper brain and the cranial brain, all of it for everyone. Okay. All right, very good. And then I have someone who, because of the time zone, cannot be on the call. And she's asked me about having a very sensitive stomach. So I do feel, it feels like a denial of some sort. All the places that you denied nutrition to yourself and nurturing to yourself, let's clean that out, that program within your belly. I feel like there was some sort of limitation that you adopted about how little food there was or from other people. Let's take that out. So food can be joyous. Digestion can be joyous. And all the parts of you that participated in that, let's bring those into your heart and love those. Okay. Someone sent an email about a headache. This was a few days ago. I don't know if you still have it, but let me go ahead and run some energy for you. Okay, 100% on that one. Okay. And we worked on some prosperity already, and we'll continue to. Oh, okay, so I have another one. Sore throat, blurry vision, left side of body, left shoulder popping, a left hand hamstring. I'm just quickly going through that. strengthening the left side of your body to the right for you and everyone else on the call. Left shoulder popping, left hand, hamstring, so the whole left thing. Easing the balance, easing the balance. All right, then we'll work on the sight from the infinity. Okay, so seeing into infinity, seeing objects close, all the reasons you don't want to see anything up close or be seen up close. Let's delete those. All right, everyone. Pretty good. Pretty good. Okay, so I'm not just droning on. Let's go ahead and take some callers. And I may not be able to get to everybody's call today. If at the end you feel really incomplete, which I hope not because we did a lot of energy work today, just drop me a line. Give yourself a few hours, though, because things are settling in. So give yourself some hours. If, you know, tonight you're still feeling a lot of something, feel free to drop me a line at the support. Make a note in the subject line, November call, so I know what it's, it catches my attention. We're going to have a call again in December, and I'll go ahead and either address it now or just do a little touch-up if I can for you. Anyway, thank you very much. Let's go ahead and see who is on the line. Let's see here. Area code 512. Hello?
Get some more.
512.
Yeah, they said
512
is
a
tough one to
deal
with.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. 512.
Hello, Sherry?
Yes?
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Hi. Well, I'm having some really physical stuff going on.
Is that the right foot?
Yes. I mean, I can barely walk. And
were you able to listen earlier?
Yes. I listened to all the clearing
okay.
that you did of, yeah, that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Okay, let's do the moving forward. All the places that moving forward, putting your right best foot forward.
Ah.
Let's delete those. And
yes.
It's movement, right, Patricia?
Yes, lots of that happening right now. Yes, and I've been in with my family, and there's a lot of health issues with my dad, and going on the last couple of days too, and so this is all. Just, I've never had this before. Just all flared up with it. So yeah.
Yours, theirs. So let's just delete all of the symptoms from everyone else that you have.
Okay.
And your feelings. I feel like you have feelings that are kind of confused with some emotions. So I'm thinking of feelings. That's how I see it. A feeling is almost like a truth coming forward that needs to be addressed. And then you have emotional responses and reactions. So I'm just going to untangle some of those so you can get down a little deeper into your truth of movement, progression, next step. And why that feels so painful. Does that resonate?
Yes, absolutely. Painful and fearful. Yes.
Yeah. All right. And all the way down to the bone. So let's just move that out.
Yeah.
So being in step with a family or a lover, and then we're thinking of maybe a different direction or a different step. All of these things come up. So all the places you have inner conflict, let's delete that.
Yes.
Okay. that feels like you've got some relief. How are you doing?
Well, the foot is definitely still very, very sore, but again, I know you said that, you know, for it to all, give it some time for it to integrate. And
well, I think it's, okay, let's look at this. Give me your number on the pain.
On the pain? Oh, gosh, it's about a 10. Yeah, it's about a 10.
Wow, that's really high. Okay, let's describe the pain.
I can't walk. Like, I can't.
Is it aching, burning, irritating, hypersensitive? Feels like it's hypersensitive.
Hypersensitive, aching even up into my, like, calf, into my leg itself.
Uh-huh. Big breath. So all the places that you feel achy, bruised, and hypersensitive, let's delete those, 0 - infinity, and reset. All the places you're having a nerve overreaction to the emotions and feelings. And set that. Okay, let's see what else is going on. All right, so there's some suppression in the foot. So all the places you've been suppressing all these emotions. Let's go ahead and delete that program of suppression, which is keeping the movement from happening. And so that suppression is holding you back the way you feel held back in other things in your life. Does that make sense? So let's just delete that out of the cells, all the quantum particles up to the structure and down again. Let's get the blood flow. The lymph is good. Like the muscles are reacting, so strengthen that to the bone. Okay, everywhere, it's almost like you need crutches, and it feels like there's part of you that feels like you need a crutch, and that could be like another person, a money float, a support float. Does that make sense to you? Like some
Absolutely.
Of that, you feel like you're missing it. So let's, for you and anyone else who has this, is very common. All of us have it somewhere. This part where you could use a crutch and that kind of brings up a desperate feeling and stops your motion, your forward movement. So just go ahead and love those places. Go ahead and invite them back into your heart and I'll work on your foot. All right. Very good.
Yes.
Very good. All right, so we're just deleting, needing a crutch, and all the programs.
Perfect.
Yeah, how's it feeling now?
It's definitely better. I mean, it's like I couldn't move it at all, and I'm standing up, and I'm moving it around, and it's definitely better.
That's it. That's the thing. So hang on. Let that one go. I say hang on, I say let it go. You're wanting to hang on, but let that one go.
Yes.
Let me go deeper into your cells for you. And I know you're not the only one. A lot of people injure themselves around the holidays, family, whatever. So let's just go ahead and all the way down to the quantum level and out, needing a crutch, needing support, needing this. And when you have it all, so let's go into the knowing that you have it already. You have the knowing, you have the perception. You have the connection, very strong. Let's just love that part, that you really know your truest next best step. And it doesn't have to be painful. Okay, there you go.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, how are you doing?
Much better. It feels
okay.
So much better.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks.
You so much.
We'll catch up soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so we have a caller that has their hand up and there's just no information. So we're going to open the line and say hello, and if you happen to know, it doesn't give me a city name or phone number. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
It's Anita from Norway.
Hi, how are you, Anita?
I'm good, thank you.
So what would you like some help with today, or would you have any questions about our program?
Well, the last days, after doing a lot of clearing, I I'm really sensitive to sound and messiness, like when the children are messing with toys and stuff and all the, their noises.
Okay. So their noises are bothering you? You're hypersensitive to noise?
Yeah.
Okay. Almost like irritated, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so all the so it's your
like
children's
I have a stomach ache too.
Okay. Okay, very good. All right, so this feels like a limiting crunch kind of feel. So let's just go in and where you're feeling really squeezed and tight and restricted. So all the places within you that you're feeling that restriction, we're going to release that and reset. How many children do you have?
Two.
Okay, so but there's a third person that you're irritated with?
I don't know. My mom and mother come maybe.
Okay, let's strengthen you to irritations from other people. Strong to that. Okay, I think that's the most irritating. Maybe it's underlying and you weren't feeling, you know, you didn't quite hit that consciousness level. I'll just go ahead and let that unwind out of you. All right, there's like a hold on to the restriction as a point of power. Let's delete that program. I feel like it almost feels like, you know, we brought in all these healthy grids, but it felt like you were like caught in a net, like someone else's net, and you're forced to do things a certain way. So all the places that that's true for you, I want to, and for anyone who resonates with this, just say yes. We'll delete that, zero minus infinity, and reset. Through all time, spaces, and dimensions, the past and the present and the future. Get at ease a little bit. All right, so I need some energy for your stomach. I feel like they're maybe having to stomach, having to take in, having to digest things or accept things you do not want to accept. We're going to delete that out of your belly. And out of your head. And your heart. Okay, and Nita, what else is going on here?
Like now they have gone to sleep, but they should be sleeping, but they're yelling at me, and that's how I feel it every time. That I always have to be on the like the serving side for everybody.
Uh-huh. The one who gives but doesn't receive?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And that I can never, like, get a break.
Yeah, it sounds like you do need a getaway a few days away. Like, that might be really good to hang out at a spa for a couple of days. Let's see about this pattern of giving until you have nothing left and you kind of lose your empowerment. Because when we get to that level, especially around children, we're not able to be the empowered, loving mother. And when that happens, they start acting out because they're not vibrating out of, they're trying to get attention in a different way. So for all the patterns you have of people acting out to get attention from you, let's delete that. And we need to get more empowerment. So all the disempowerment programs, let's delete those. I hear them back there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's some serious energy. So I'm going to remove some energy from your core, send that to the light and reset. And I think you'll start feeling better, but definitely do some self-care. Can you do some self-care after everybody goes to sleep?
Self-care?
self-care?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do that. Do some sort of pampering. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Next call, 818. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Who's this?
So, this is Haley.
Hi.
Hi. So, I'm having some chronic neck issues and stiffness in my lower back and my left knee I have issues with. But I would say for me, or emotionally or psychologically, like I have a hard time doing my best for everyone as a mother and wife. I feel like my life's not together. Like I don't have the career I want. I don't have my own personal money. And I feel like I would do so much better in my relationships and in my life if, like, I owned my life. If I had my life, like, if I felt more empowered and I felt like I was owning my life. But it feels like I'm part of someone else's life and plan, and then I don't get to make the decisions that are best for me and my family. Someone else kind of does, and I'm just kind of like, I go along with it.
Take a deep breath. All right. So here we have had two callers and almost three where the pattern is you don't really know your own blueprint, what's right for you, that you feel like you're in the effect of the family and not your own. So I need to do some more work on this for everyone, for it to come up like this in a call. It's just Spirit's way of saying you're not done here. So take a deep breath for everyone running on someone else's script and not your own. I want you to see in front of you Source or your creator, your higher self, whatever you think of it, the universe, their perfect script for you and your skills. Their beautiful assignment that you co-created together. And I want this assignment to be in the golden blanket energy, completely aligned in those golden colors. So above everyone's head, we're going to bring in the golden blanket energy, and this is going to run through you, absorb through you, easing tension within the physical structure. All the places where you were hesitant to take your own power or act on your own behalf. Let's go ahead and release those patterns. All the places where we're a slave to someone else's plan. And often that happens because we haven't defined our plan. You know, in energy work, if we haven't made that definition, someone else will come in and define it for us. And so we want to give ourselves plenty of space to make the choices about our own career, our own money, how we work with other people and who we will be. So take a deep breath and let those align, and let's just give you a little more space where other people feel like they press their agenda upon you. Even children, they're confused. They're just doing what they can get away with. But let's just go ahead and do that and let that energy come in. And let's rewrite your script, okay? And I want you to embrace your script. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling more centered.
Okay. So from the centered place, I want you to embrace that golden blanket energy. Now, that is gold and yellow and so many colors some of us can't even see. And that is the humanity's next step for our evolution. That is an amazing energy. So you can bypass the some of the stages many of us had to do in order to become empowered or feel our empowerment. We want this to be graceful, easy, and simple.
Nice.
So it's a lot to come in. And in that place, you don't have to say it out loud unless you want to, but I want you to just hear, what is the next thing I need to do for my own empowerment? What is the one thing I need to do? And I want you to do this enough where you're hearing like five a day. Five is a good number. I need to do these five things for my, and it could be simple. They could be so simple. And this, and also ask that what is the perfect expression of giving and receiving? And when you give to yourself, your receiving usually starts flowing. Does that make sense? So all the places that you're avoiding giving to yourself, let's delete that now and reset. So it's just a little bit of a perversion of the divine caretaker. When we serve ourselves, we automatically serve other people, or another way of saying it, because that word is kind of a hot topic for many languages. But when we give to ourselves, it's easy to give to other people, but we have to give to ourselves first. So go ahead and find those places that you need to give to yourself. Could be simple stolen moments where you're giving yourself something, and little by little, this energy grows your love of yourself. And so right now, for you and anyone else with any edge of this, go ahead and invite into your heart all the parts of yourself that are waiting for you to give to them. Let them come into your heart now. Okay, so you feel that resistance? It's like, no, no, I'm not supposed to be loved. So go ahead and love that part. Say, yes, you are. I am love and light, and you are love and light, and I am loving you now. I am loving you now.
I'm loving you now?
Yeah.
I do think I judge myself for not, you know, being what I want to be. What I know, I think I have a lot of pressure on what I'm going to do for this earth and for others, and but to how to get there, I'm kind of like lost in domestic hell sometimes.
Yeah, domestic hell. Isn't that a family picture? You can see the Christmas card now with the little flames coming around. So just go ahead and love your part that feels like it's in domestic hell.
Well, I feel like I need, like, I have to choose to being free from this, being outside of my family, and being, I feel like, oh, I need the time, I need the space, I need the quiet to really focus. But I don't want to abandon my family, of course. So
no,
I kind of feel locked between those two things, that like, oh, I can't do this because I need time. I need, you know, not all these domestic responsibilities.
All the part that feels overwhelmed by domestic responsibilities, invite those into your heart now.
And does that have something to do with my neck?
Yes. Yes, love yourself. Bring that in. You know how in our old dimensional world, we collared things and we would tie people up around their neck, we would hang them up, all these things. So all the places you're holding those patterns through language and energy fields, let's delete those and reset it to freedom.
Yes. Someone had told me in the past, like someone had, at three, someone had slit my throat. I thought maybe that has something to do with my pain.
Well, not today, but all the you know, throat slit. Okay, this is where it affects you. You have an animal resonance where that happens to animals a lot, certainly to people, but I think that's it. So let's go ahead and love that part of you that's resonating.
So like when, like cats, they bite their neck with the, for prey. Is that what you're talking about? Animal resonance.
So you don't have to think about it. We can just know that there's a certain type of resonance to animal slaughter, so we'll just let that go.
Okay.
And I'll touch up because I know it bothers you, maybe someone cutting your throat. So let's love that part that thinks about that.
Okay.
So anything that comes to your mind, invite it into your heart and just love that and just keep loving that. And so the more full you are of your own self-love, the more your service and how you serve other people becomes a natural expression of yourself. And when you try to put the cart before the horse, so to speak, it you're working in an old paradigm of self-sacrifice.
Okay.
And you'll not have the higher energy to do your mission because I feel like you feel a duty to a mission.
Yeah.
So all the places that you feel that the mission is overwhelming your personal life and all the times that you ever let a mission or job or family interfere, let's go ahead and allow that to come into your heart and love it. Okay, so that's the most important work for you right now. Now tell me about your neck. What's your pain level there right now?
Really good. Right now.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. So that tells you something. So when you have a neck ache, you've probably, you know, this sort of thing isn't operating in the background and just say, oh yeah, I know that program. You're done. So just let it go again. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure
Thank
to hear
you,
your
Karen.
Voice. Okay. Bye bye. Okay, 717.
Hi, Sherry. I love everything you're doing today. It's Alana.
Oh, hi, Alana.
Hi. Can we look at my right knee again?
Okay.
I have pain every day, and I know my weight is part of that, so maybe I should be looking at my weight.
Okay. So let's love the parts of yourself that feel your weight is damaging you.
Hmm.
And love those parts. And that you couldn't possibly operate in your optimum place with the excess weight. So love those parts that are holding you back. And all of the, keep loving. You can do it. Okay, all the places in you that puts more attention in expert opinion rather than the function of your body. So an opinion is something we can notice. But sometimes we leak energy to that opinion of the collective or whatever. I mean, everyone says weight will upset your knees, right? So
mm-hmm.
all the places you bled energy to make your knee function better is now there rather than here. So you can take that information and you don't have to deny it, but you don't want to leak your energy to it or go into like a subtle self-hatred that keeps you from operating as optimally as you can. So bring that into your heart. Let's love it all. Love, love, love. Okay. Now let's look at your knees. It doesn't feel like your knee. What's your pain level now?
It's pretty much the same. Most days it's like a 3 or 4.
Okay.
But I walk in a really awkward way to kind of keep it protected.
Oh, so that's so you're protecting?
Right.
The left knee?
The right.
The right, okay.
The right.
Left to the right. Right to the left is weak, so I'll strengthen that. Okay, and so is it your joints? No, is it your knee? No. Feels like there's a little bit of a shoulder, too, so I'm going to run some energy from the shoulders to your knees. And the left is not connected anymore. Redo that alignment for you. Strengthening the low back. The low back also seems to be part of this.
Okay.
So putting some more tension in the stomach muscles. And what's the pain that you feel? Can you describe it?
It aches, but it also gets feels contracted, and sometimes I feel one of the bones moving, sliding.
Okay. So that bothers you, so let's delete that. Okay, discomfort seems to be strong, so delete that. All the places you're uncomfortable with your body and your ability to move, and you're distressed by all the ways that you're compensating, and that bothers you, all the places that you're compensating, delete those. Okay. Okay, so I feel like your mind is slowing down your body in this one. So we'll get some more fluid in there because that's always good for knees. Okay, how's the pain now?
It's a slightly better.
Slightly better. Was that a 2.5?
Right. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, that's much better, isn't it, a number? Yes, and it feels like it's more like at the bottom of the knee, if that makes sense. It's on the front. Although it's tight in the back, too. That's not true.
Oh, so we'll strengthen you to tightness, feeling tight, inhibited, and then also the, what was it? Okay, slightly better. Like you can only improve slightly. Like, so we have to strengthen you to accepting that things can shift instantly. And all of us have this inhibition a bit, especially if something feels big, like, oh, I can't possibly get better. So all the places that you hold your instant healing back, let's strengthen you for that. Delete everything in the way of it. There's quite a bit in the way of it. So I think there are probably other ways that you use this energy. So let's let that go. All right, and strengthen you to all the places you feel like you can't possibly change, that the change just can't happen. And this is a great one for everyone, so I suggest everyone say, let's take that one. All the places we really don't believe we can get better, let's delete that. Quite a bit coming off the stomach, heart area. And there's some more density down the back. How are you feeling? What is your level now?
More like a 1, and it's just clicking.
Clicking. So,
the bone, you know.
Yay. Let's strengthen to good clicks. ease, joy in movement. We need some more joy in your movement.
Mm-hmm.
Strengthen you to joy. Your body actually wants more joy, so let's just bring it in for everyone.
Yeah.
Let's all get this giant big dolphin rush, everyone. Let's do it. Come on, let's do it. Let's bring it all in. Swim with the pods. All the places our seriousness is holding our body back, let's delete it. Okay. Realigning your body, mind, and spirit. So your body, 100% physical intelligence is on the playing field and nothing else. Not our mind, not our old spiritual experiences. Let's let all that go. Okay. How are you doing now?
It's about the same. It's like a 1 and there's some clicking.
Clicking, okay.
That's what it does. The bone is...
Uh-huh.
The doctor said that I lost a lot of meniscus, so.
Oh, let's strengthen you to rebuild.
Yeah.
Rejuvenate. And so did you hear that the doctor said? So let's get the doctor's voice out of your body and say, I'd like my 100% physical intelligence to come here and take care of this, and I don't want to be limited by what somebody learned in school. And also, he sees a lot of other people that also have their limitations, and he's projecting those on you. Now, that's not mean to the doctor. He's just doing what it is. But he's actually passing on the limitations. And we see this in medicine all the time, where for 50 years...
He did an arthroscopic, and he told my husband while I was still under the anesthesia that I'd need a knee replacement. And I said, don't you dare hold that in your energy field. But I'm sure I did.
Now, okay, so I have worked with people who no longer need them. So, of course, nobody can make promises.
Right.
And it would be crazy for me, too. But just going to strengthen you to the idea that it's possible for your body to rejuvenate. Remember, it makes a new cell all day long. It's redoing. You have a new liver. You have a new heart. You have a new everything all the time. It's just the programming that comes in. Is it going to resonate to the one you had the day before? Or is it going to resonate to new and improved and at its perfect potential? So I want you to hold that energy for your body and everybody. Let's just go ahead and hold that. We're all perfecting this. We're all getting better and better at it. And that's why we're starting to see instant healings and things. Okay, so very good. All right, it was a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, thank you, Sherry. Thank you for everything. Today was amazing.
Oh, good. Thank
you.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, let's take another caller. 928.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Sherry, this call was totally incredible. However, when we were bringing the new earth energy in from the globe, I really didn't feel that I had a lot of fears, but I kept, like, couple of previous callers, I kept seeing my head getting chopped off, and I could not get past that.
The head getting chopped off?
It was just chopping off, and so when we do that new earth energy, and we bring stuff up like that, how do we let it go and just let it come in?
Okay, well, we replaced the old one with the new one. So let's just go ahead. And so here it is. This is kind of one of the keys we've been thinking about, is how do we solve our problems? And we're going to use the old paradigm solutions or the new ones. And we're all working at this together, right? So of course, when we bring the new earth, we're going to let go of a lot of stuff. I think 80% of most people's stuff just kind of goes away in that new energy. But the things that are, you really are going to be working on show up. So it was your head you felt getting chopped off. So this was the head and the heart. And I'm going to go with the base, too. So let's just sew that up for everyone right now. I can't believe I said that. Okay, so let's reconnect within the grids, these energies in the new paradigm. From the head and the heart, and I'm going to go into the sacral area as well, in the heart of the earth, and source. So we're going to have all of these resonating together. There's a lot of energy about animals and animal kingdom and animal slaughter that's coming to light with the new earth. So I'm going to clear everybody for that. And all the places people slaughter each other. So we want to know that this is true, but we do not want to be resonating with it. Okay, so one of the beautiful things, and the reasons I brought the new earth energy in last winter, was because I was so in aligned with tragedies around the planet. I would lose days, weeks, months, months sometimes, just completely with what was happening energetically. And when I stand within that new earth energy and I really wire and allow that wiring to take place, I know how to assist with it, but I'm not resonating with it so that it's basically taking all my life force and I'm not able to even help. All right, so just take a deep breath. Let's upgrade it all for everyone now. Okay, very, very good. How are you doing?
It's just bouncing like a ball on my...
You what?
I want to bring it. It's bouncing like the earth is just bouncing like a ball. It won't come down. And just take that away.
Okay. It's like it's bouncing on top of your head?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like trying to allow it to...
All right. So all the places that... All right. So there's a couple ways you can do this, because I know you've heard this before. But another way you can do it is just be in the center of it, like it's all immediately around you. But all the places where you resist the new paradigm, let's just delete those, which you don't have very many. So all the places that you're afraid you resist, let's delete that. All the places that we fear our next step, let's delete that.
The next step did it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. So here, let's do this for everyone, because it's usually not the faraway future we're all afraid of. It's that next step. It's the immediate and the near future. Let's strengthen us all to the near future. Mm. And let's experience, you know, where we live differently. Okay. Very good. You're doing it. Good. Good.
Down.
You did a great job, and I'm
so
sure you
nauseous.
Helped a lot of other people. Yeah, you just had something stuck there. Okay, good. All right, let's go on to the next caller. Thank you, Jackie.
Yeah.
Hi. Mariah?
Oh. Hi, it's me, Amita.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Amazing call today. Absolutely amazing. Such deep levels.
Oh, good.
I wrote you in with my eyes, like I'm experiencing some problems with my eyes, and I'm not 100% sure it's connected with the adrenals. I am experiencing a lot of stress. I've been in the city for 1 month now, and I feel very high stress levels, and my right eyelid is constantly swollen. And my right eye is more open than the left one.
Hmm.
And also
My
eyesight is becoming a bit less good for to see in the distance.
All right, let's work on this. So everyone, let's put your attention on your eyes. The old visions, let's let those go. The old way of seeing and knowing, let that go. Upgrades for everybody going through all the parts of the eyes and the eye muscle and how that works with the brain. Okay, I'm going to go and strengthen the muscles that control the eyelid for you. And everybody can have this too. And the position of the eyes, the right to the left, and the left to the right is a little weak with you, so strengthen that communication. All right, for those of you who who are having adrenal issues, and they are a little weak, let's bring in energy from the top of your head for your left adrenal and the left side of your body. Just allow that to come into your body now. And remove the energy that doesn't belong to you on the left side, the left adrenal. Very good. More to come. We're going to bring in more energy for everyone's left adrenal and yours too. Let that go. Let go of the heaviness, the have-tos, the over. Just get a nice hormonal balance there. Connect that with the rest of the endocrine system. We'll all get a new earth endocrine system. And then the right side, we're going to bring in energies for the right side. Particularly the adrenal, but as it's going down, you might feel it, you know, in the lung, you know, the adrenal's on top of the kidney, the ovaries, and the ovaries on each side I need to do for you too. For those who no longer have ovaries, where they used to be. Very good. Okay, so now review with me what symptoms that you have left with your eye, because I know we needed to do that, but we may not have gotten into your eye too much. Tell me, feels pretty good though. Tell me what's going
on. Well, remember we did the adrenal work last time.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we had a session like a toning workshop.
Uh-huh.
And I had like 8 people toning to me with the intention for my adrenal, for health for my adrenal. And after that, I went to the bathroom, and my right eye since then is more open than the left one. And I feel like all this work is bringing up a really big stress, like something really... I don't know if it's still something to do with this annihilation you found out another
uh-huh.
time,
but mm-hmm.
it's like feels like I'm really on the edge, like really something really big is underneath there, which
mm-hmm.
like also when we work with kinesiology, when you see the white around the iris, it usually indicates a very big stress.
Yeah,
I don't know why it's only on my right eye. It's really interesting, but I'm not sure what it's connected to.
Okay, let's let the energy out of that eye that wants to come out. So let's do that. And I'll just do both eyes.
Yeah.
So we get a little more balance, because that definitely will throw off your vision.
Mm.
You know, if one's more protruding than the other.
Mm.
I had to upgrade once where one eye would bulge, then another eye would bulge. So it's so much better when they're even. It's an even amount. Actually, I sort of enjoyed it, wondering who would notice my eye for a while. Okay, I'm just letting everything go. Easy, easy, easy. All right, the pain relief, steroid-type hormones, we want those balanced. Anything circulating that shouldn't be can go. All right, residual from what we worked on before. Anything remaining, let's just let that delete. I think there are some parts of yourself who are going to love again. Can you invite the feelings into your heart from that time? And what comes up? What's the first thing that you're feeling?
Fear.
All right, let's love the part that is afraid. The fractal part that feels afraid. I feel separate. Uncertain, lost, ignored. Ignored is kind of big here, so let's love the part that feels ignored. Okay, how are you doing?
Yeah, very emotional.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say this for you and everyone else, especially those I've been having sessions with. Sometimes an awful lot of information comes forward, and in our half-hour period, we cannot possibly get to all of the love that all of it needs. So everyone gets the information on a session recording. If something feels stirred up and not completed, I want you to go back and find those parts that have that are kind of displaced or disintegrated, and love those parts. So those are the parts that we have to just keep loving. We just keep loving until we love them all the way through. And that's what I want you to do. So it's easy, of course, to go into kind of like, oh no, look at the symptom. But if you can just get yourself centered and start feeling the next thing that comes up, like that feeling of ignored or isolation came up, just love that. And then the fear.
Lost as well. I had a situation in the city where I felt really, really lost.
Yes, love that part that feels lost, because you know lost isn't just for that time and place. Lost is going to be displaced, everything. So just let's love you and everyone else feeling that now. Here we go. Okay. Very, very good, everyone. All right. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. And yeah. I have some announcements. Just hang on 1 second, everyone. Hey, everyone. I guess I have 30 chat questions, and I'm going to go through and see if any pertain to what we did today, because that's the most important thing. As you probably know, I did a lot of energy work today, and to be effective, I probably need to take a longer break. So I'm going to go through these chat questions, see if there's anything that I need to answer because of what we did earlier in the first hour. And if there's not, then I'm going to invite you to go ahead and log your question onto the replay. Mike is suggesting the link to the replay of the call. That way everybody's question is in the same place. And, oh, okay, the ones on Instant Teleseminar, if that's where you wrote them, you don't have to rewrite them. But the people who still have their hand up, feel free to go ahead and put it on there. And then I'll do what I can to send a little energy boost in the next few days for you if it's personal. If it's not personal, we always send out the link and place the call on the homepage. And some of you are on different homepages because you have different packages. But we'll go ahead and take care of that as best we can. And anything that works that everybody needs to hear, we will. Those of you who, some of you are on a 21, 23 day with me now, I'm also going to try to weave those energies in with the Dolphin Weekend you have now, plus Monday. I think we're doing an extra day on Monday. For those of you who are starting in December, don't worry, we'll get to you. And I thank you all so much. Let me go ahead and look at this chat and see if there's something that is good for everyone to hear in case I missed something. So here we go. I'm looking now. Okay, everyone. It looks like most of these questions are more personal. So I'm going to go ahead and either address them personally by email, send some energy if that feels like it will lighten it up. And I thank you all for showing up today. It's been a magnificent call. I'm going to go rejuvenate myself so I can do more energy work. And I just wanted to say thank you. And for those in the States, happy Thanksgiving. It is the season for giving and appreciation, and having gratitude for several things a day is a lovely, lovely way to start getting that love flowing in your heart and work with everything that can come up. So let's go ahead and all say goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye, my love.
Bye.
Bye.
Much love.
Big hug.
Much love.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference.